Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Trevon Edwards. We're going to be joined by Juju Gotti of the Levitard Show in just a little bit. Real quick reminder, first of all, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe is still going. Thank you to everyone who's donated. If you haven't donated yet, $10, $20, whatever you can to help Jade's family in their time of need. You know, Jade is responsible for so many podcasts and stuff that you probably listen to. And I'm not just talking about our stuff here. I'm talking about all across the internet. So, again, whatever you can, just go ahead and click that link. It's pinned in the Count the Dings Twitter account. and make sure you give whatever you can. And thank you to those who have given. Patreon.com/countthedings. If you're in a giving mood to give to us, to support the stuff, what we do, the extra stuff, the watch alongs, the overflows, the Discord, all that stuff. Make sure you are locked in and tapped in on that as well. Got a great show today. BMF season finale, and it has achieved maximum powerificness to the point where now it's a comedy for me. Like, I just sat there and I laughed that entire episode. We'll get into that. Snowfall heating up. Oh, man, Franklin, man, he's going out like a straight gangster for real. We'll get into that as well. I know Power started. We might mention a little something about Power, but I'll be honest with you, we don't like to do too many reviews in the same show. So next week we'll go 10 toes deep into Power, I promise. I want to get this out of the way right now. BMF season finale, man. Yo, man.
Pseudo, bro.
this shit, them niggas went straight comedy, man. The scene, I don't know what I laugh harder at, whether it was the scene where T is talking to the kid, talking about, yo, I'm going to protect y'all, whatever, because I love your mom. And Lala said, I love you too, T. And that nigga look up, and one eye going this way, and the other. That or fucking Lamar sitting reminiscing. His first reminiscence, his kid. His second reminiscence, that damn dog. Why did he die?
How did the dog make the montage of his life?
Of his life?
Yo, the dog he just met 2 weeks ago meant more to him than anybody he ever met.
And then he carried in like the dog from Martin. Just
so hold on, yo. What was so Lamar was getting high, right? Mm-hmm. Forgive me. I just assumed it was crack off top, right? So I'm guessing that wasn't crack he was smoking originally, because right. Meech got him hooked on the crack now.
So no, he got hooked on the crack smoking with the baby mama, right?
That was crack. I thought that was coke. Yeah, I thought they had coke.
No, the whole time. He was
fucking with coke, and after he killed her, he tried it. He didn't want to try it when she offered
take
him.
Take that as VAR.
You get what I'm saying? So when it came back, he tried it, and then he was like, nigga, what's wrong with you? He's like, you've been sitting in that chair all day. He had finally tried the shit. So he had got a high because he was reminiscing over the shit. So when the cousin finally did that, he's like, nigga, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, all right, well, fuck it. Now that I know he hooked on the shit, I'm going to give it to him, because that's the only way to keep this nigga from putting his hands on me. So when he was sitting in a chair and he was hallucinating, thinking that was him, he gave him some more because he already knew it was already in the house.
How did I miss Lamar smoke this much crack in one episode, dog?
He was smoking all that shit, but that's how they found out, because he was like, oh, okay, you own
one. I thought they did that. I was like, Jerv, I thought they did that to like get his ass instead of killing him. We're going to get him on that rock.
So originally that was the plan. And when the baby mama was basically trying to give it to him, he like, nah, bitch, you smoke it. So when he didn't smoke it and he snapped and killed her, he like, I'm not getting high enough.
Yeah, he went into a fake depression after he killed her.
He went into the depression. So that's why he didn't move from that fucking chair. That nigga was sitting there, and when he took that shit, he was like, nigga, you ain't moved.
I swear to God, he was more depressed about the dog dying than killing his baby boy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The dog is actually what sent him into a spiral, if you think about it. That had him gone.
And bro, that dog almost got his ass bust in the middle of the church service. Hey, you talking about? Right. That boy Snoop came from behind that. Hey, brother. I said, leave. I was like, damn, Snoop, scrap.
Yeah, he been on some shit ever since Blackie died. So, really, that's what had him fucked up.
The name of the dog is dumb, man.
I mean, if we're going to be on some real shit, Lamar's kind of been on that shit for about this whole season. You know what I mean? Blackie might have been the straw that broke the camel's back, but let's not act like this isn't the same nigga that poured his shit bag. Yeah.
It was with a motive to like kill Meech or fuck up they gang and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was in the game. Lamar was locked in on the game.
I thought you was about
the bossa nova. Damn, I got excited.
Can we talk about the star of the show, man? Charles, my nigga. Charles can't do shit, boy. He can't say shit. That nigga can't look wrong, bro. Mama done got fine on the nigga. He just be looking.
Dog, she came down. Listen, she came down them steps. I was like, oh shit. She got them, she got them boys present.
That boy said, you've made your point.
At the table. That nigga waving the flag like, I get it, all right? I get it.
Fuck, I only cooked all day. I don't know why he's still at the house anyway. Like, shit, bro, leave, bro.
This nigga he got about 15 pumps in his life ruined. 15 pumps to change that nigga's whole life.
Y'all watch that Lou Young shit, man? They keep coming out with more and more scenes. Any scene with Charles in it, they've been redoing it. And like the latest one is, the last one I watched was the one at the bowling alley when he's like, about to get my jacket. Hey, what the fuck wrong with you? Charles! Right. That shit too funny,
the way
man.
She says Charles in the Lou Young videos is
Charles! Hey, she funny too, though.
I
got to give her credit because she hooped on that one before this last one. She was hooping when she did Miami.
No, that was her star.
Bro, I can't find that shit to save my life. It's not on this page anymore.
Oh, for real?
Bro, she is.
She made sure everybody know too. She made sure the whole room know what this nigga up to. Oh, I'm just confronting your father from having his affair.
Like, damn, mom, it's Sunday dinner, dog. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
But did y'all peep also how like Charles now all of a sudden him and Meech are cool?
Right. They cool as fuck, bro.
Oh, bro. Nigga done bought him a new guitar. Yeah. He listen, bro. He okay with the life now.
Hopefully. I mean, Meech ain't rad on him. Think about it, dog. When niggas get caught in, when you get caught in any type of dirt, and somebody, not somebody who started the dirt with you, just somebody randomly catches you in the dirt, when that person decides to keep their mouth shut, come on. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Bro, he shouldn't even have to do that, though. That nigga been shitting on Meech the whole time, bro. Right. As long as we've been watching this shit for 2 seasons, and this nigga now want to be all buddy buddy because
now
he
they mad
up.
Buddy buddy, they mad buddy buddy. He's like making jokes and shit.
What the hell you doing in the script club with that hoe anyway? Like, what the fuck is you doing?
Because you know, in the words of that man Solomon, you ain't got the blood pressure to be out here like that. Charles ain't never had no hoes. Charles is out here like a threesome. Two different women, like this nigga is like, one of the newest free agents ever. That nigga's out there like that nigga was looking like, hold on, like y'all been doing this whole time. Like, why did I get married, nigga? Like,
yo, she touched that nigga back.
He didn't even know he could get pussy as a broke nigga. That was a new discovery of him. He was so shocked. Like, damn, nigga, I can't get pussy for free.
Y'all ain't gonna keep calling my nigga Charles Flannery broke. That nigga put out that stack on you right when niggas needed it. All right,
my bad. He not broke, he cheap.
Yeah.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Quick question. We know of two. If I put the over and under at 3.5 bodies for Charles's whole life, what would y'all take? 3.5. That means he either had 3 or 4.
Are we including Mabel?
Is
Mabel
we included everything we've seen on the TV.
I put him the slight over. I think Charles got like 2 before Lucille. Bodies. I think he probably had a high school sweetheart. He probably had one of
Lucille
them.
Was that nigga high school sweetheart.
That boy Meek's 30 years old.
That definitely was a high school situation.
Hey, the fact that how he was reacting to Mabel, I'm gonna give him 2. That's 2? It. Right. That's Lucille it. And Mabel. Bro, anybody that's about to bust off somebody touching my back, I'm cool.
That boy got 2. Yeah, I'm with you, bro. 2.
Yeah, he got 2, bro. He's not experienced. He about to hit the streets now.
Yeah, right,
you know what I'm saying? His whole swag ought to be a little bit different because she, you know, she about to treat that nigga like a customer service rep. But at the end of the day, he good.
None of them chicks gonna want Charles now. He ain't married no more, what? Dog.
Look, that was his whole swag, man.
That was his whole. Hey, he was the married dude, bro.
We forgetting, bro. That son bit Meech, bro. Like, my son bit Meech and my son T. Hey, talking about even though he might just got bust. Spoiler alert. But at the same time, I'm a bit Meech daddy, sis. And my tracksuit going crazy right now. Because
hey, that's another thing like that we ain't talked about. But you also got to understand that the one thing we ain't talked about is how T is the man of the D now. So how much – and he low-key Charles' favorite.
So yeah, not even low-key.
That's not low-key, though.
Okay. But is now he leaning to like is he leaning towards accepting his son's gifts now? Is he accepting this shit? Like, all right, I'm gonna put my dad's in the crib. I'm gonna give my dad this whip. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not acting like a whole ass nigga now. Or does he hit the chitlin circuit and go play that new ass guitar he got?
Yeah, he gonna definitely be in the small clubs, whatever. Because the other thing also is that T is his favorite, but also since the revelation that he'd been cheating on their mama. T is the one who's like, nah, that ain't cool. And Meech is the one that say, man, that's your dad. Like, yo, man, we gotta chill. Like, nobody's perfect, whatever. He's kind of like, I can do this to mom, whatever.
Like so James Franco, meme. First time.
So I could see him like starting to get closer to Meech because Meech kept the secret. Meech was, you know, Meech was cool about it, whereas T is still in his feelings. Cause T's still a kid, man. They could be complaining so much, man.
T do be bitching.
Right,
it's a lot. He bitches all the time,
and T be fucking up, man. TV hell fucking yeah up. How he got his baby mama and the new girl in the same spot again?
Why right didn't everyone get the email saying, hey, new chick coming, old chick can't beat her? I feel like that's yeah a real simple like, request from your family.
After you run that play once, bro, you got to know, like, hey, we got to keep, this is the first order of business.
Oh shit, that was the second time.
But again, yeah, you got, but you also got to think about this again. That's why I'm only giving him two. He never been out here like that. He moving like a nigga that ain't never been out here like that. You see how close that motherfucking hotel was to Wendy's? You see this nigga got Mabel still coming to the crib?
Oh, no, no, he talking about T. He talking about T.
Oh, yeah, like son, though.
Charles is an easy 55.
Exactly.
Like father, like touché. Like father, like son, bro. Like father, like exactly son. Niggas T-goofy is not player.
Meats be jumping the fuck out his ass too in random spots. Hey, look what you sitting here with them goofy ass Poindexter glasses on in the house.
You know what's another funny part? After he looks under the veil to see who died, nigga said, "Look, man, I understand it's going through a lot, but we got to get back to this money."
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? We just got 500 bricks, nigga. Fuck all that shit.
Fuck that,
baby moms.
Hey, T, so lame, bro.
I mean, Meech did some shit like that too for B Mickey. So you got to understand, like, these niggas is heartless, bro. All they care about.
Dog. B Mickey snitching ass. Well, I still can't believe he had that goddamn handheld camera in his hat. Goddamn.
That hat was sitting up. Hey, that hat had a kickstand. That motherfucker sat up.
Had a C-stand. He got a C-stand in the camera for the light.
I mean, that shit was like this, bro. Meech.
And Meech had the whole conversation with him. I'm like, shit, Meech, you don't see that.
I feel like Meech did enough on the camera. They can arrest Meech.
Hey, this nigga did this. He's like, hey, man, remember that game we used to play?
Meech dumbass, like, the game before we was playing, selling drugs, after we selling drugs, you know, the cocaine and stuff that we've been selling.
Hey, like, right. Hey, I mean, this nigga, like, man, I always wear a hat.
Bro, that's the only scene ever that anyone out of their crews had a hat on. Like, no one's ever had a hat on.
Like, bro. You're known for the high top fade. Niggas have never seen you not show your hair. And all of a sudden, you got this bullshit ass hat on.
Hold on. We done talked about B. Mickey. We talked about T. We talked about Charles.
Brian's son.
We got to talk about the big ass. Exactly. The biggest bitch of them all.
Sick of this.
No, hold on. His son not the biggest bitch of them all. His son, homie, is the biggest bitch of them all.
Right.
Because his son, homie. Exactly. So, like fucking ripped all his people's all the boys did was step up to his son, and this nigga was like,
that nigga hightailed it out of there.
Yeah,
bro,
man.
We gotta talk about right now. Kevin's little homie,
the cop son.
Oh, yeah.
You remember he's walking with his little friend, and he tells about the cartoon, the comics or whatever. As soon as the bully stood up, like turn around, this nigga went peace out, man. That shit
I got robbed like that before. Where the homie left me.
I got jumped like that, man. No.
I was hot. I came back. Listen, exactly that shit, like that. Here go the visual of me. I still love you, the homie, by the way. But
I still love you, the homie.
Same. No,
I mean, look, I don't know if I would have left, but I would have. I don't know. I'm in the back riding behind this Kmart in Compton, but it's like some construction hills, some dirt hills. So I got my bike. I got a GT Dino, if everybody know what GT Dino was. This is 1996, nice by the way. Nice bike with pegs, everything. But my grandma, she like, wear a helmet. My dumb ass. All right. I got the helmet, but I don't wear the helmet. I put the helmet on the handle. So I'm over here riding the shit.
Did you have the dragon shirt on or not?
No. I'm in some basketball shorts.
Yeah, if I saw this nigga with a helmet on.
So I'm listen, Jer. So
I'm like, riding the hill with the hat on.
And all of a sudden, this Mexican gang members run up on me like, yo, give me a bike, fool. So I'm like this. I punch the first dude, and I get ready to punch the next dude, and the dude pulls out a gun.
So my boy
rides off into the sunset. He's gone. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, is this bike really worth it? You know what I mean? So I give up the bike. Of course the nigga let me keep my helmet.
Probably chucked it at you.
You got your little helmet, nigga.
Listen, fuck your helmet, nigga.
Right. Put that shit back on.
Listen, so I gotta basically like an 8 to 10 minute walk back to the crib. I'm walking with my helmet in my hand. And niggas knew I done rolled my bike all the way to the crib. And niggas like, you know, my daddy, like, the gang members and shit. My daddy not alive no more, but the gang members are still like trying to do their part. So niggas oh, like, geez. Man, where your bike at? Listen, I'm walking down the street with my fucking helmet upside down. I'm holding shit. Niggas said, and I wanted to cry so bad, but I was just keeping that shit in. I'm like, man, I got jacked by some T-flats. So they like, nigga, we're gonna get your they're like, we're gonna get your bike back, but you need to ride with us to point out who took it. Man, and they was like, nigga, wasn't you with that Mexican dude? I'm like, yeah, man.
Your homie like, was Mexican?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, but, damn. Oh man, squash the whole thing.
Can we boss it over?
Yeah, I got you. I was waiting for that.
Nigga right. Still at large.
But fast forward, this happened when I was 12. So when I got to ninth grade, snatch that nigga chain like D-Boy. And we're black.
Oh man, that was Bossa Nova. Oh shit, man. That was a good ass story too. Oh man. I should have asked you who it was. Do I know
him? Nah, you don't
know. I know. Nah, all right, that's gonna do it for us this week on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to Juju for joining us. Shout out Jerv, Jay Skills, and of course Black Trey. Remember, if you can, please donate to Jade Hoy's GoFundMe. It's on the Count the Dings Twitter, twitter.com/countthedings. Even if you don't have Twitter, you can go on the website. It's right there. It's the pinned tweet up top, and we got the link for the GoFundMe. And then also patreon.com/countthedings to support everything we do here. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.